Welcome to Meru. I'm Sarah Wanjiku, the ACC World event, you know. I'm sitting in for the County Commissioner of Meru County. Karibuni.
Harimu Luchin, member of the Presidential Task Force. And Madam Commissioner, we are here in Meru for public hearing. You are aware that the President formed a task force under the Ministry of Health under CSC Kariuki to urgently look at the matters, mental health, that is to a near end a national crisis. So as a task force team, we are a big team. We have divided ourselves into various teams. So today is the Meru hearing, and Meru happens to be the first one. And we hope that you may also pop in, even if it's 5 minutes.
Okay. We appreciate the effort, all the time that the task force has fought for us in Meru. Mental health is a problem with everyone, because most of the times it's not something that can be seen. You cannot see someone and say that one has a psychological problem. It is the behaviors that they exhibit that actually help us come to a conclusion. We would very much appreciate if maybe you also come up with a desk for, is it psychological help? Not even in the hospitals, you know, when you go to the hospital, everyone says you're sick. But maybe you can have offices where somebody can come in. Even the workers, somehow they have issues. You can have maybe a desk where people can come to report such issues, so that maybe you also get us counselors in the offices. Because when you tell me to get a counselor in the hospital, I'll say, I'm not sick.
Or even the stigma of going to the hospital.
Exactly.
Makes me not to go there.
Yeah.
So that's a very strong recommendation that we can make, and I wish you could even make it on the floor. We'll be very happy. Yeah.
Because that is what actually is killing most people. Mm. Somebody comes to work today, Monday to Friday. Then on Saturday in the evening, you are told the person is no more. Then there is a suicide note. What happened? It is maybe somebody who needed some help to be listened to, but they were not able to get the help. Because in as much as you want to say alcoholism and what have you, some of those issues don't even make us go to that extent. Yeah. But there are those underlying issues that after some time they build up, when they burst, that is when you get suicide cases. So I can send somebody over.
Yeah. I'm Purity Kadambi. I'm the nursing services manager here at the hospital MTRI. And thank you so much for getting time and even for seeing it worthy to come and visit us in the hospital. I can appreciate that this visit is important and it is going to help us as a hospital and also as a county even to grow, because we are going to understand even our challenges and most of them how we are going to handle them, and even for us to improve in our unit. You know, we have so many challenges, and maybe in the community some of the people may not understand more about the mental cases and the patients, even how to handle them. But with our team here, Dr. Mwekamba, Kitare, and the other team that we have in psychiatry, I can attest that they are trying even to handle those patients and also to improve the care and the quality in the psychiatry. Despite the challenges that we have here, I think they are trying. Even the fact that we have no much equipment as per the way we went for the internship somewhere, and you can't compare our psychiatric department with maybe Mathari, because of even the facilities that we have, they are minimal even to take care of the patients. But they are trying to manage with what they have. And as the hospital, we are trying also to improve the department, so that it doesn't look even from outward and inward. Everybody is despising the press because maybe even of the look. But the standard, we are trying to try and improve them. But even the capacity building in our hospital, maybe we require it in the staffing, we build others. Because at times, some cases come even when the psychiatrist is not there, our psychiatric nurse is not there. So even the others need to be enlightened on how to handle these cases, maybe for admissions and what. The time and basic details that we get from the school, it might not be enough until we build each other through the trainings, through the seminars, so that people are going to appreciate and understand on how to handle these cases. The staffing levels, I concur, they are stretched, but we are trying as much as we can, at least to take care of the patients and to give them the best. As much as we have the shortage in the hospital, we can appreciate the patients, we try and we get the comfort and the satisfaction when they stay there and go home when they are healed. That is our satisfaction. So we are happy the far we are, but would appreciate also as much as the way you've come to view our facility also, you hold us to come up and you support us also. Thank you so much for your presence, and we really appreciate your presence in the hospital. Feel much welcome, and also on behalf of the CEO, he was coming, but he has been called to the department where he serves as a magistrate official surgeon for an emergency patient. So I know maybe in the process he might be in, if we are not, if he is going to be through with the case. So thank you so much, and God bless you. Feel much welcome.
And maybe we can have a member of the task force also say something.
Well, I'd like to thank you for welcoming us to Meru today. I think it's been absolutely amazing. I have no real expectations of how many people would turn up today, but we were overwhelmed by the interest and the ideas and the thoughts. And the biggest thing for me was community in Meru. And my favorite idea was about Bodo drivers, because they are all over the town. They are within the community all the time. So I have never thought of that. And there were lots of other things. So I thank you all very much for a really lovely day. Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Abid Kenya. I'm the Deputy Nursing Services Manager. Work alongside with Purity. I take this opportunity to welcome once more to Meru Teaching and Referral Hospital. And it's a warm gesture for another facility to have you in place. What I will say is that in Meru County and also in our facility, we receive a lot of patients with mental illnesses and depression. But as my colleague has said, we have a few challenges here and there, also concerning on the stigma. And the Meru community have not yet taken the mental ill patients that they need to be taken care of. As you find, most of the inpatients remain in the ward for a while until we have to improve the social work so that they can be waived by the hospital and taken back home. When they go to the community also don't accept this patient. And most of them even don't have insurance cover with the Ukraine HIF, which is the one that we accept as a government institution. So on the issues of funding, and you find that some of the drugs that are not in our facility, and for the needy patient are not able to afford their challenges. Still on the personnel that vacant, we have very few nurses who are trained in psychiatry. Human resources also challenge, and we have workload. Being the only facility that is admitting mental illness in Meru County. Like today, we find we have few patients, but it comes a time when we have been a facility with 17 bed capacity. We have overwhelmed. So if maybe after your findings, I would wish we have another main facility, if we are able to, and also more personnel, more trainings, if there are some that are also sponsored, and more of the updates that will help us. Thank you.
So we're looking at both challenges and also practical solutions. So in a nutshell, some of the key things that have come out that Kenyans are really interested from all walks of life is the cost of accessing mental health as a service, which is very high. And you really know that for you to access a mental service, you must have a lot of money in your pocket. Not many Kenyans should be in that position of setting aside such funds. The other things that are also really hard and that the NDC also going to be carry on other counties because you're going to take the same people and then into the infrastructure. The infrastructure is going to be inadequate, both in personnel, in terms of doctors, clinicians, and the capacity of the workers within mental health. Obviously, there are biological issues that then need medical intervention. There are psychological that also see psychological intervention. Then the other thing that also is very key is having the welfare of doctors and practitioners recognized within the scheme of services, because that then leads to motivation. So we agreed that if you don't empower the workers, then the job will not be initiated and will not be done. And so lastly is the other area of building the capacity. Surprisingly, three quarters of the hall were volunteers. And that just tells you the willingness in which Kenyans are also really meeting the government in the middle by setting aside what they do to make sure that they address some of the challenges facing them in society. So if they can be recognized or if their capacity can be enhanced, then we are going to go along. Then a lot of funds are for the president and the cabinet in their own plan out for this country felt that this needs to be addressed by the task force, so that recommendation needs to be out there so that the government can. So in a nutshell, that's what came out. The expectations are very high, and the citizens who came here, they want to be able to see what will be implemented.
Leo Gadi Garissa, ni almost 8 or 75%. Na wale ambaye wamedivorsiwa watapata barabarani, wanauza the same mumira, wanauza bale. Kuna mama ambaye wana watoto wamewacha nyumbani, hawana masomo, baba wamewatana. Sasa wale ambaye watoto pia huko nyumbani wamewacha, wasichana wanaraibiwa kwa sababu ya mira, bila kutokuwa na amani. Mirengo yanasababisha wale ambayo wanaenda kiserikali ni wale ambayo wanakula mila. Hakuna mtu ambaye kawaida anajibuhuliwa, ila wale ambayo wanafanya suicide ambao au wale wagaidi wanatumia vijana ambaye hawana akili, hawana nini, wao ndio wanabatiwa nini mira, alafu wanaenda kila pahali bila. Katika tauni hii mira si ile hata kwa zamani. Mimi zamani wakati nilikuwa mdogo, mtu tu nisikia wazee wanakula miraa, sijui aina moja. Sasa hizi unasikia kuna miraa ingine ni sika kamata kamata. Wazee wa zamani walikuwa wale wenye pesa, walikuwa wanakula miraa. Siku hizi kuna miraa ingine ambayo tunaita mahoka au kamata kamata. Unajua kamata kamata maana yake ngumula mkano uzo huo miraa ambaye ni drugs. Wanashika hizi vidoro tatu, hiyo ni 10. Sasa kijana mmoja ambaye ana 10 anachukua, alafu anawacha shule ataenda. Na leo ukienda tu kutembea tu ndani ya Garissa town na barabara, wale ambao wameenda wamekuwa na mwendo wazima, wote wanabeba miraa. Hawabebi fayasi, hawabebi maembe, hawabebi ndizi, hawabebi nini, kukula kitu kingine ambayo iko na maana. Kila mwendo wazima angalieni, ni udhibiti sisi tumetoka kama mashehe. Wanabeba mira, hawabebi nyama, hawabebi nini, kitu ambayo ina manufaa kwao. Na pia wamekuwa wale ambao wameshaenda na wameshakuwa mwendo wazima, wamekuwa neglected. Hawa hata kama wamekuwa mwendo wazima, dini yetu ya Kiislamu ni binadamu, na binadamu hata wacha binadamu wanyama wanahitaji kulindwa na kupatia chakula na ilindwe vizuri, ilindwe vizuri, wanyama wa kawaida. Sasa yule ambaye mishale yake, kijana yake, bibi yake ameshakuwa wazima, anatembea barabarani kila wakati anapata ajali, na hakuna mtu ambaye ata wanalala nje, mvua inanyesha juu yake, mvua anakula, Mungu ni binadamu, unaona akiwa uji pale, hata kama ni mama, hata kama ni kijana. Juzi unaona kina mama wanauza miraa, na mtu mzima wariko wangu ambaye ameenda na umekuwa mwenda wazima, hata ni uji, na anakaa anataka kukula hiyo miraa. Anakula ile miraa ambaye takataka ya miraa, ambayo wamewachana wengine, anakula akiwa uji, na anakaa na hawa kina mama wanauza miraa. So, hii ni humanity, na serikali haangalii vizuri. Lawama serikali ambayo tunalaumu, hawa watu watenge vizuri bahali ya kulinda, na atenge pesa fulani ili wapate matibabu na ili wakae. Kuna wengine wanaua watu, wanapanga na wakisu ambayo niliwa na wazima, anapiga kina mama ambayo wanauza mboga. Wengine wanatupa nini mawe, wanavunja vioo ya gari. Hiyo yote lazima serikali ambayo inahusika mambo kama itenge pesa fulani wapate consideration nzuri kwa hayo matatizo.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Honorable Kahanbi Ali. I'm the MCA and Vice Chair Health Committee and Mental Health Brevet. The major mental behavior and personality disorders common in Garissa are mental disorders like dementia, substance included disorder like bank, neurotic stress related disorders like anxiety disorders, disorders of adult personality like paranoid personality disorder, mental retardation and psychological development disorders like autism, reading disorders like dyslexia, behavioral and emotional disorders with onset, which is usually occurring in childhood and adolescence. According to World Health Organization, WHO, in 2014, Kenya is ranked at position 4 in Africa with more than 1.9% people suffering mental health disorder. Kenya Mental Health Policy 2015-2030, mental disorder cases cases in Kenya continue to rise rapidly. Unfortunately, Kenya has less than 400 psychiatric and psychiatric nurses respectively who are trained to handle mental illness. Garissa is not exceptional to this. The county lacks enough psychiatrists, medical social workers, mental psychologists and counselors to handle mental issues, thus making the cost of mental health expensive. The health sector in the county has received the biggest budgetary allocation as opposed to our sector. I have no idea how much this, that is health budget, or what percentage has been allocated for mental health intervention. We need to create intensive awareness campaign on the condition. 2, train community health volunteers on how to address common mental health disorders, develop promotive and preventive rehabilitative mental health care and services in all levels. Both levels of government should allocate more funds for mental health services.
Please share with us, because it's very, very important. Okay. It has statistics that are going to really be helpful for us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Before we go to the next person, is there any comments to add to anything the previous speakers have said, or any question?
My name is Amrita Hotel. I'm an student. I'm an MCA. There is a county assembly. Also a member of health team. Much has been said by my colleagues and professionals and elders, as my sister was also briefing you about statistics and the like. But for me, I just want to say about young people generation are suffering about mental. And if you see much, if you even do the research, if you take them to hospital, whatever, it will just come to about issues related with drugs, related with stress, related with other illnesses. As even myself, I'm a victim. Because my dad was also sick sometimes back, some years back. So you see, it just knocked it. I don't know what happened. Then we have to take him for a hospital for almost 5 good years. 5 good years. He's just admitted in PGH Garissa. You take it to Mombasa, you take it everywhere. So at the end, he's just getting, he's just in a better, just taking injections. But alhamdulillah, later on, he gets recovered. But you see, what is this problem? We are blaming here the young generation because they are taking drugs. But on the other hand, the elder are suffering. And at the end, you see this person was good today, tomorrow you see he's very sick. You take him to hospital, he becomes so violent. So the end of the time will tell you this person has, he lost his memory, I don't know what happened. So there are two things that is really doing, giving us help. One is our environment, the condition we are living. Because this place, the hope is, the sun is very hot. Sometimes to the extent it goes up to 40 degrees Celsius. On the other hand, the younger generation are taking a lot of mirror and other related drugs. These young people cannot just take drugs and get mad. No, there will not be something there. These shops that are selling mirror, they are not selling mirror only. We can only say the women who are in the barangas can sell mirror pure. But the shops that are selling mirror are not selling mirror. Some of them we have even discovered they are selling some medicines that is not even suitable for human consumption. And let that person is prescribed for that drug. Then you see they are mixing with something. They are putting it to the soda, the young people are taking those drugs. And the moment this guy starts that thing, in the first week he starts competing himself, he cannot remember anything, he gets severe headache, then he sells a lot, then at last, after 1 year, you see that person and protect that. So the other end, you see they take a lot of mirror, but also there are some hard drugs, some substances, they also buy. So we went to shops, we went to investigate, we done everything. But the therapist has also given us some information. But at the end, those drugs are there. So the problem is, how can we stop those drugs in the shops that our young generation are buying from the shelves? That is the help we have.
Of course, we need to look at prevention more than just the curative aspects. And that's where we find both with the counselors, the psychologists, occupational therapists, and the like. Before you take to Dr. Cage at the hospital, issues that bring about a mental illness, I've listed some of them here. For example, like confused or slow thinking. Confused, somebody is confused. She just needs somebody that can talk to her or talk to him. Sadness or irritability. And later on now getting to prolonged depression. Things like feeling extremely low or feeling extremely high. Excessive fear or worry and anxiety. These are things that impact many people in the community. Social withdrawal. Somebody just does not want to associate with anybody. And sometimes we think the person is just having a swag or putting on airs. But actually, she's going into some mental or dramatic changes in eating. Somebody is overeating or undereating. The same applies also to sleeping patterns. Attachment for reality. This is where now we say now we are taking somebody to the hospital when somebody has delusions, paranoia, hallucinations. I'm talking about cases which we have always encountered here, and we, especially within our region. We have inability to cope with daily problems or stress. Many people go through that, particularly when they are financially unable to cater for their daily or whatever they need to do. Understanding or relating to situations and to people. So this is what we see in our schools, what we see in our young people. Alcohol and drug abuse, I don't need to emphasize that, but it is here with us also. We have major changes in eating habits, major changes in eating habits. We even have sex drive changes. There is excessive anger, hostility and violence, and sometimes this is what leads to suicidal thinking. But I wanted to also mention that mental health is a common condition. Sometimes it has affected even some of our heroes, like a person like Abraham Lincoln, who was the US president, had a mental health condition. Somebody like Winston Churchill, who was one of the greatest prime minister that Britain ever had, had a mental health problem. Someone like Isaac Newton, whom we celebrate today, to be a physicist or scientist, contact with the being a mental health problem. So when we see that these people have grown and become great like that, why should we not have the same feeling in our society? So, so then I just want to say that we have a mental health structure in Kenya that most of the time when you take somebody with a mental illness to hospital, he's seen by a psychiatrist or a medical doctor with that specialization in psychiatry. And this person prescribes medication. But the medication is administered by a psychiatric nurse who is supposed to execute the order of the psychiatrist. And we are saying we have only one lady who is a psychiatrist in the whole of the former Western province. So when will she sit in Busia, sit in Bungoma, sit in Kakamega, and see all the patients that have already been delivered? We have then the psychologists and counselors who help in the management of the patients before and after medication. And this is where we are saying that much of our focus should be on prevention and promotion of psychological well-being by promoting these people, training more, and sourcing or putting them in places where they can help. So in my proposal, I'm not just looking at the government only. I'm looking at insurance companies. I'm looking at other financial providers like the banks and other institutions that have the corporate social responsibility. How we can get part of their finances to fund mental health care, because as somebody said, we have only given 0.5% of the health budget mental health. The rest goes to the rest of the body. So we are raising healthy bodies, but we are having a problem mental. And we are saying these mental health problems do not discriminate. They get to everyone, irrespective of where you are in the society. So I don't want to say much, but I want to mention that one challenge we have in funding mental health from what one survivor called Danish Odongo said, he had multiple mental illnesses. But when he left the hospital and he had a policy with Jubilee Insurance Company, but he had not read the details of the document, the Jubilee Insurance policy, because he realized later that it was only catering for trauma and depression. Only the two. And yet, the ADHD, that is attention deficit disorder that he was suffering, would have been the one that brought about the depression. So in my proposal, what I am proposing is that the policy, if we work on our policy, we can include a wider perspective of mental health problems to be covered under these policies. And with the government and other players, we can have an insurance policy that is able to sustain the mental health services provision up to the sub-county and even the world level. I am looking also at how a mental illness brings about the sexual gender-based violence. If we have patches of that in Kakamega County and in the rest of the region, and you realize that if we need primary prevention, we will not have the cases that we are having today.
This is a document for the people of Kisumu, owned by them, originated from them, and we are waiting for your feedback. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Anna Siruama, counseling psychologist, and Optiva is made up of three partners. We are also counselor trainers with the Kenya Institute of Professional Counseling here in Kisumu, and we also practice our counseling profession from the same institution. We prepared our presentation as per the layout in the advert, and we looked at mental health issues in Kisumu, which in a nutshell I want to say that under childhood problems, we looked at what is currently happening in Kisumu, where we have an upsurge of incest, child sexual abuse, and even physical abuse in the home, in the school, and even out there in the society. We also looked at child neglect, which is also impacting so much on child mental status. And then we looked at parenting issues, which are quite rampant, absent parents, and so on. And then we looked at in schools, the childhood stresses that the children suffer from. We are having a overpopulation in our schools, and therefore they are not getting so much attention as would be the case, and this therefore also impacts adult personality. And then we are looking at in the community what these children are also exposed to, and we are looking at the transport system, the border riders, so that they are also vulnerable when it comes to sexual abuse and even abduction, which has also become a problem in Kisumu, as has been recently exposed on our electronic media. And then we also looked at the adolescent problems that we are having in Kisumu. We are looking at rebellion, which is of course an unexpected adolescent problem. Unprotected sex, unwanted pregnancies are on the increase, STIs. And then we looked also at truancy and substance abuse, occultism, quite common right now in the adolescent, if you happen to the schools around, which we do quite a bit. And then religious extremism is also catching up with us. Poverty, which also tends to transcend most of our psychological or mental health problems in this county. And we are also looking at exposure to pop culture through the electronic media. And also we are looking at the poor social skills which are impacting on adolescent relationships, such as dating, breakups, and lately we are seeing the effects of the same in terms of suicide, in terms of homicide, and all manner of reactions, aggressive acts. Then we are also looking at problems that are unique to adults in Kisumu. We are looking at poverty, compounded of course by unemployment and very unconducive business environment. If you walk through Kisumu, you'll see the amount of destruction and demolition of the small-scale businesses, and this definitely impacts the mental health who are affected. We have very high rates of substance abuse in our estates. We have lack of mental awareness programs. We also have poor uptake of mental health programs which may be available in our midst. We have lack of investment opportunities and lack of mental health sites. From the mentioning that is going on, you keep on hearing about psychiatry. So those seem to be the mental health sites that are pronounced out here. When it comes to the elderly in Kisumu, again, issues of poverty are paramount, and this leads to very serious mental health problems. And then we also seeing an increase in neglect of the elderly. Most of them are now doing our streets begging. And then of course lack of opportunities for elderly people, which leads either to alcoholism, depression, and even early death. And then we have the physically challenged in our midst. Again, these are special populations who suffer high levels of stigma, and they are also undergoing a lot of exploitation by family members and inability to access the mental health services because of unfriendly infrastructure. And as a result, they suffer depression, anxiety disorders. A very special category, again, special population, the mentally ill, again, because of high stigmatization. And then there is also poor access to psychiatric services. As mentioned, that we have very few psychiatrists to attend to them. And then we also lack community services like halfway houses, where probably they could be attended to. A very special population, not to forget the last one, are the prisoners. We have two big prisons in Kisumu. There's Kibos Prison, we have Kodiaga, which is called Kisumu Main Prison, which houses both men, and the Kisumu Women Prison. Again, who attends to their mental health, quite limited or neglected altogether. The second issue to address was the proposed practical solutions to the mental health issues. This is what we came up with first. We need a clear delineation between the professionals or the professions that make up the mental health, so that we are not talking psychiatry thinking that is what mental health profession that there is, but we are having so many who are all attending to our mental health. So we need that clarity so that it will also follow that Therefore, people will be seeking services from the right profession, and not everybody, maybe who needs a sociologist or needs a psychologist, seeing a psychiatrist and vice versa. We are also quite aware of the fact that a constitution to take care of counselors and psychologists, the bill went through way back in 2014, is when the president assented to it, but that was it. How we wish that this could actually be revamped so as to be able to regulate the mental health profession in this country. I don't know whether psychiatrists are safe, whether they have a body that maybe through KM, Kenya Medical. We are also looking at another practical solution is prevention programs, and how we wish that we could have more mental health and self-awareness public forums, individual and group counseling in schools, churches, hospitals, in the workplace. Establishment of mental health sites, very critical, and this includes the counseling agencies, psychiatric clinics, rehabilitation clinics, and even shelters for maybe safety, domestic violence, and so on. And then periodic workshops for professional development are very necessary. Adolescent mental health clinics, because they are a very special group who will not want to mix with any adult, right from provision of services to even you know, just helping them to grow through their mental growth. And then electronic media health awareness programs, either using the local radio stations and television stations and all that to try and enhance mental health awareness. And then inclusive mental health, all inclusive mental health forums, just like this one, whereby you have a psychologist on board, you have the various schools of applied psychology and psychiatrists, so that we can share our experiences and even have a better multi-agency coordination. And then funding research on mental health by government. I think this is a highly neglected area that needs to be taken care of. We need to establish and recognize diverse mental health professionals, just like I said, without repeating, so that we are not doing somebody else's work, so that we have an organized referral system. And then we also need collaborative services between patients, professionals, and government agencies. And then provision of tracking treatment patients with mental health issues, so that he's not complaining he doesn't have medicine, and what is happening to him therefore. Okay. Level of preparedness, I think this was the last item, to address mental health issues, training and competence, very critical. Who is this who is offering the service? There are a number of psychologists and counselors and psychiatrists who need proper structures to operationalize their services. Therefore, we need a policy, one, we need regulation, two, and we need separation of duties, three. Next, self-awareness to the general public can be initiated through mass media such as community radio and chiefs barazas. Thirdly, direct government involvement through Ministry of Health to fund various mental health activities. And lastly, non-governmental organization with a bias to mental health to be brought on board.
Thank you very much. The fourth memorandum I have is from Amani Counseling Center and Training Institute.
I'm going to summarize. In the last 3 years, we have actually our data, according to the clients that have been seen in our Kisumu office, and our Kisumu office covers up to from Kericho up to Busia, this side up to Isebania, Kakamega, Eldoret, up to those ends. In the last 3 years, we have seen 3,403 clients presenting with different issues. And I'm going to touch, measure the first three issues. Majorly, the first one is relationship issues with marital issues, divorce, separation, and even divorce among people who are dating. Followed by alcohol and substance abuse, emotive issues, depression, anxiety, stress, anger, suicidal ideation, and this is really you know, catching up with us, especially when it comes to the rate at which we are killing one another, you know, the rate at which people are killing themselves. In the last 10 years or so, suicide was not very common among females.
but it's really up now. And one thing that is coming up, especially for females, that they go for the most painful means of killing themselves. Children, again, adolescents, those who are not able to go to school, probably because of one reason or another, adolescents, a number of them are actually resorting to killing themselves, either as a way of threatening people so that they can be helped. But again, we are told that any death threat should not be taken for granted. And therefore, on that note, I want to plead with us, with the chiefs, and all those who are in power, that we should find a way of decriminalizing suicide. So that when someone says, I'm going to commit suicide, I should not be taken to the chief or to the sub-chief, but should be taken to the right places, places where we can get help.
Kikundi cha watu ambao mkorejesha na hiyo psychologist na CEO wa CSO. We look at the things we have in the world. Yes, we have to follow the rules. We have a right. So many people look at the work in the country. But as you know, the mental health, we are talking about for homeless people, the social and the emotional, and these are our areas of strength. There are so many things that bring about good news. We have the resources, like education, retirement, divorce, functional family, poor parenting, etc. And then we have the outcome, like the social services that use depression, addiction, low self-esteem, suicide, and under family stigma. All of that is also the social services we are supposed to give our partners. And then we look at and the benefits of the country at the country, but of course in the budget from the mental health, nothing is budgeted for the country. So what we do is we have pro bono services. We have been doing pro bono for many years, especially for the majority of the country. And they have found that to be well, so that everyone can do their benefit part of mental health practice. So these are some of the things that as counselors we feel that we need to be part of the, especially the task force. I don't know that we have any counselor or psychologist in the task force. I remember in our national meeting, it was the I'm so excited.
So if you say one, two, okay, so one, two,
security expert from National Police Service. Because some of my friends don't know I'm a security expert. They normally see me, normally allowed here, but I'm a security expert. Concerning this issue, actually, we normally mingle with the criminals. And most of our criminals who are our customers, they are not, most of them, they have what you call a mental illness. They are saying that they commit crime. But the reasons of committing crime are found around the mental behavior. Sure. When we talk about the mental illness, this is a problem facing most of our youth. And the reason why it affects our youth is all about the issue of drug abuse. Most of them are faced because of drug abuse. In fact, that is a term that I normally differ a bit, because I cannot say it's drug abuse. It's actually chemical dependence. They depend on chemicals. Sure, as experts, I know you are in, for most of you, you come from the medical field. Because when we talk about the drug, can we say alcohol is a drug? Can we say bag cocaine is a drug? Yes. There are some of substances that are consumed or taken by our youth, which are not classified as drug. So we can give it a broad term, chemical. Because when we talk about chemical, it's something that can bring some kind of reaction when we take. So I can say conformity in our youth or the criminality in them, it is not, they don't commit this crime when they are wrong. That is why somebody accused of crime like murder, we send back to you to ascertain the mental state. When they are committing crime, that informs us why we cannot say we are not right on this matter. Another issue is calling our officers. We have had officers using weapons to their friends, to their families. When you go back to the mental state of those officers, there is this disorder that is called post-traumatic stress. Sure, in fact, the conditions that officers, whomever officers work in, they are hostile. We can put a very current case of what happened in Adamu Somali. Have you met those of our officers who escaped in that area? Have you had that point of getting those officers in Kapele? They are really stressed. And this can cause the alteration of how they think. Can we call it with a mental illness? So they require a mental help. So that I can use as expert. You can take this and look at how they can it can be implemented. Now, we need experts to be enjoyed in our hands. Counselors, we have the psychiatrists who can bring that expert experience on how to deal with those officers in our program demand. So I can say on our youth, before treating that problem, we can say we can prevent it. But how can we do it? We can bring what we call conformity in our society. Our youth are deviating from social norms, social standards, the beliefs in our society. How can we come and restore our youth? We can bring those young students in our schools. In fact, the problem that can be enjoyed in our learning institution. To ensure that young people don't deviate on what society prescribes to be the right standard. So thank you, and continue the come up the statistics that most of the population is young. Everything. And they are doing all these things for young people, because whatever solution they come up with must work for young people, isn't it? But I want to hear from some young people, because they have ideas that we have to listen to, if you are going to do anything useful in the youth population. You know, sometimes we go to a certain group and say we are going to develop programs for young people, and then we come and show them what we have decided and they start laughing. We are really beyond what we have designed. We are all things we have designed that are working for us, isn't it? So, I know there's somebody called Daniel. Daniel Umar Juma. You're here, okay, yeah. Let me think something about mental health for young people. You indicated that you sent in a document that you can summarize for us what you want to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My name is Daniel Marduma. I work with young leaders for the Lancet Commission. I'm a medical psychologist. Professor Foley was once my dean, and I'm so happy to be here. We run a campaign called Namoyanga Humanity that is both online and physical events. We have worked so far at 6 online events, and you can check them out on Instagram and on Facebook at Namoyanga Humanity. And coming back to our country here in Kenya, we have had 3 physical events. First one being in our university, School of Medicine, my university, where Bob was our guest too, and in Chok College and in Lupa University. What I can say is young people really want to learn. They really want to learn. The problem is we don't want them to learn. We are limiting them to learn. And we developed a policy brief with the 3 main recommendations for young people. The first recommendation is ensuring active and direct participation of young people. Like Paul said, you want us to do something, but that's not what we want. We want to be involved. We want to be engaged. To give our own views, to say, yes, that might work for us, or that might not work for us. And we need young people to be involved in this touch. We need young people to be involved in the designing of these policies. We need them to be involved in implementation. And we need them to, you know, to be part of the process, right from the beginning to the end. It's not like we want to be told this is what you need to do. We want to be involved, so we say, this is what we agree with everyone that this is what we want to do. And the second recommendation is investing in primary intervention and intervention and adopting a holistic approach towards mental health. Prevention, just like the program that we have running, physical program that we are running in our country right now, and the more we are planning to run in the near future and this year, we want to reach out to them. We want to reach out to our fellow young people, showing them that, you know, it's okay, guys, to talk about these things. It's okay to talk about mental health, and it's okay to say, I am not okay. And the last recommendation is improving and supporting mental health literacy. This means we need to strengthen our mental health education and training to young people in schools, universities, and colleges to promote mental health awareness, reduce stigma, and improve health-seeking. Our health-seeking behavior is actually not so good, especially when it comes to mental health. When you have malaria, it's so easy to say, you know, I have malaria and you want to go and fix a man. But it's not so easy to say, I feel like I'm not okay, I didn't sleep well, and I feel a bit stressed, let me go get help. Very difficult. Now, those are the recommendations on the policy group that I've shared. And now, back to that, I think we also need to look at our law. And when the police officers here say that it's a bit hard for them, it is hard for them, and it is hard for us too. Especially when young people commit, people used to commit suicide. When they commit suicide and it's not successful, when they are arrested, it's a crime. And they're kind of treated in a very unfair way. Instead of being treated in a fair and a right approach way to make sure that they get well. So really, we need to get our knowledge sharing around suicide. Also, we need to have safe spaces for mental health young people, for mental health to share their experiences. You know, we have football pitches to play and stuff. We need to have some good safe spaces, youth-friendly spaces, and youth-friendly centers where if a lot of people feel like I'm overwhelmed, they can actually go and sit out. They can actually go and talk to someone freely without feeling like if I do this thing, it might gonna come back to me or my parents in law or something of the sort. Now, finally, we have said all this, and I'm so happy that Paul said initially that these things are going to be implemented. But really, we can't do all this and we can't achieve all this if we can't invest. We've already talked enough, and I think it's time for us to honor. It's time for us to invest. Invest in mental health. Invest in mental health. Thank you so much.
You see, young people have ideas, isn't it? Young people know what needs to be done, and we must involve them in everything we do. I saw quite a number of people on the party on this side. I didn't get a name, but I would like one of them to raise their hand and I'll allow them to speak as well. Any other person on this side with something to add to what we have said about it, please?
Hello. My name is Yaras Bagendi, and I like what Damian said. Involvement of young people. If you look at the statistics, the most people who are suffering are the young people. Prof, if you may allow me, please. Is there a person who's under 30 in your task force?
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah? Thank you. So we need more posts. We need involvement. And then I feel that in high schools and primary schools, trained counselors should be employed. Unlike the situation where we have teachers being counselors. For those who are trained counselors, you know about dual relationships. So this person is an authority to you, and at the same time they're your counselor, it can't work. I think that is why we're having a problem with a lot of high school cases. And then, also, I want to echo what Tamina said. Let's decriminalize suicide and focus on having units that can help these people rather than jailing them. Thank you very much.
I would like to hear from a young lady also at the party, because you there are two meetings, you know. It's a little lady. But, I don't have to skip you. A young lady who wants to go to the district, because I'm sure you have not exhausted the things that young people have to say.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jonathan Menjo, graduate of medical psychology, the big team here. First and foremost, I'd like to start by saying one of the previous speakers mentioned that they need people to work when we are here. We are very ready and willing to start afternoon. So we are here. Yeah, from school of medicine we have been trained on how to handle psychotherapies, how to do diagnosis. Each one of us in our school, we work with a DSM manual, and we are told how to do the screening from schizophrenia to bulimia eating disorder, so we are very well equipped. I would also like to emphasize on what the previous gentleman talked about. In Kenya, we are not taught about mental illness, so I believe with the new curriculum, CBC, they should start by telling that small child there is a bipolar disorder, and this is the problem. So, starting from that generation, by the time they reach the older generation, they will be aware. I wanted to say that we will submit our proposal during our COPSFOR program with the help of Dr. Baridawa here, where we were able to conduct research on MTRS on family caregiver burden, taking care of mentally ill patients and the outpatient in Chandaria. So as they don't say caregiver, everyone is focusing on their own caregivers, but my team, we focus on families who are bringing in patients to see the doctors on Wednesday. But after the appointment with the doctor, you are told go to the pharmacy and get your medication. It ends there. The family is just left to deal with their problems alone. So our proposal that we will submit wants to focus on helping the families deal with that problem. Thank you.
Submit the documents. We will definitely take them into consideration. Next, you want to add something?
Good morning, everyone.
My name is Judith. I'm also a graduate, a medical psychology graduate, and we are ready to work, I would say. And we are really willing, but there are no opportunities out there. So my main point will be to integrate mental health to the PhD, in which within the primary health care system, we don't have mental health integrated well, in which when you come to the hospital, you ask your age, your sex, what you're having, but you don't have a place where you are asked, are you mentally okay? Have you dealt with these things before? So if they integrate that and someone cares about someone, it will be really helpful. Also, in the job industry, we need an industrial psychologist or just a psychologist who works together with the employed people, in which we also see people who commit suicide or having stresses. There's something called work-related stress. So many people commit suicide because of their job. Maybe their boss is stressing them. They have no salary and they have kids. So it's a whole thing coming down to one thing. And also creating employment and also some other centers in the community setting or the community bed. For my attachment, I was in Eastern County Referral Hospital, whereby we only have one doctor, a psychiatric doctor, one medical psychologist, and one psychiatric nurse. We see there's a gap in employment. Those few people need to deal with 1,000 of people. Clinical days, they see over 400 patients. You don't even get enough time with the doctor to talk about these things. Unakuja si, you're given your medication and you go home. We need time to talk to these people. We need time. We are here for everyone and we are really willing to help people to grow mentally. I think I've been
thank you very much. I hope we don't come into an auditorium for the program. But I'm liking what I'm hearing. I don't know if the audience is identifying with what we're hearing. Yeah? Is it starting okay?